Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Today, we have another little behind the scenes episode of a recent group coaching call of mine in my program, Your Life's Work. This is a 10-month program to create a juicy, cup overflowing, joy-filled, purpose-driven career. So if you are not waking up every day excited out of your mind to go to work, then this program is for you. I always believed that I could love my job more. I just didn't know how to. So for years, I was chasing that feeling of loving my job through taking more and more courses and having more success and making more money and getting more acclaim and more achievement. And it just never seemed to give me that like juicy cup overflowing feeling that I wanted every single day. And so I went on a different journey to find what I was looking for, and I finally found it, and I built that pathway for you to go on as well. And that is my program, Your Life's Work. So if you are interested in that program, go to thetransformationschool.com, go to courses, and check out my program, Your Life's Work. You can also check out a free masterclass in the show notes on how to finally have that cup overflowing career. So today you are going to get a little behind the scenes peek at one of our group coaching calls. These calls are 90 minutes twice a month, so there is so much juice in these calls. Today is just a very, very short little clip about manifesting that I thought I would just deliver to you as a mini episode. If you have a friend that has similar questions about manifestation, be sure to pass this episode along to them. Manifestation is something that we cover in a big, big way in Your Life's Work so that you can manifest anything in or out of your career. It is like the most fun aspect of Your Life's Work. So if you're interested in having a super exciting, inspiring, passion-filled career and learning about the art and science of manifestation, then again, Your Life's Work is for you. And you should definitely reach out to me through my website, or you can apply for that program. I am enrolling right now, thetransformationschool.com. So without further ado, let's dive into this mini episode. Enjoy. With manifestation, I'm getting this question from a few of you, which is, how do I know if I'm doing this or if this is like a real manifestation? Okay. I think the reason that this is a question is because the way manifestation has been taught in the world is as if it's magic. You know, like The Secret, and the way the law of attraction has historically been taught is you sit on your ass and do nothing and you just think about it and then it just happens and it's just like magic. And so because of that bias, we think that that's the way it should work. And if we're doing anything, then it's not a manifestation. Manifesting, at least from the way that I teach it, is just bringing something into reality. But the way that we leverage the laws of the universe and leverage the law of attraction and leverage the process of manifestation is we do it in conjunction with like the natural flow of the universe. So it's like the universe is helping us do it, but we're not doing nothing. And you know, I talk about magic a lot, right? Like I have like magic sessions and the Magic of Transformation podcast. And this is because like, I feel like life can feel like magic, but that doesn't mean there's not a scientific reason for magic. That doesn't mean that there's not an explanation. So for instance, let me take an example of this. She wants to manifest a killer jumpsuit for low cost, but that looks amazing. And she asked, well, if I just get on Google and search it, didn't I just do it? Like, how is that? Am I manifesting that or what? So the way that I think about this is like, if I were to be manifesting that killer jumpsuit, I would be like, first of all, you're a specific manifester, right? So I would think really specifically about almost exactly how I want it to look. And then I would say, I want it at this price point, which you've done. And then I would say, I want it to come in with little to no effort on my part. So I don't want to spend like 5 hours searching all over for it. I want to almost be led to it. I want it to come in really easily. So what that means for me, because this is what I do all the time. Like I do this with literally everything, you guys. I do this with parking spots. I do this with like practitioners that I go see. I do this with shows I'm going to, literally everything. I'm just like, let it be easy. And then I will get an intuitive feeling or nudge or something. All of a sudden I'll be like, you know what? I want to go online right now and search for that. And sometimes like I'll have an idea of exactly, all of a sudden like a store will pop into my head or something. Or if I'm searching on Google, like all of a sudden a phrase will come to me to of a way to search for it. And then it'll just like appear. Or let's say that I just happen to be on the internet and I see it, or I just happen to be on social media, or I see someone else wearing exactly what I want. Or I'm walking by a store and I look and I'm like, oh my God, there it is. So in all of those instances, I did something. Like I got on social media, or I potentially searched it online, or I walked by a store, but it came to me super easily, almost to the point that I was like, whoa, that was fucking crazy how easy that was. Versus the old way of doing it without working the art and science of manifestation is I would search for like 3 days and feel really fucking stressed about it, you know, and then I probably wouldn't find one for the price point that I'm looking for. And then I'd feel even more stressed about it. And I kind of spin myself out. And then I'd be like, forget it. Maybe I'm not going to find the exact thing, or I'd settle, that kind of thing. So almost always, like, we're taking some sort of action. It's just, it'll feel like more flowy. That's when we're manifesting. That's when we're using manifestation. And this happened to me when I moved to Austin. I was like, okay, I need a new stylist, like a hairstylist. And I got online a few times and I looked, and I just, after 2-3 minutes, I couldn't find, it wasn't feeling flowy. It wasn't feeling easy. So I was just like, I guess it's not the time for that right now. Like, I guess it's not the time for me to find that right now. And then I just said to the universe, okay, I want a hairstylist. I don't want to work hardly at all to find a good one. I think maybe one time after that, I got on Google and I was searching, didn't come easy. And then I was at a spin class. My instructor has hair really similar to mine. I just like got a ping right when I walked by her to ask her who her stylist was. She told me. And then like the next day I was getting an amazing haircut by him. So do you see how like I did something, but I trusted it was going to come easily in the right timing. And that's manifesting. Yeah, we still do things to make things happen. I mean, sometimes we don't. Sometimes they just come in and it's like, whoa, that was crazy. But I would say almost always we do less than we would have to if we weren't working to manifest it, if we weren't conscious of the process. Thank you for tuning in to this behind the scenes group coaching call episode. This group coaching call is from my program, Your Life's Work, which is a 10-month program to help you cultivate a really juicy, joyful, purpose-driven career. If you want to find more sustainable joy in your career without having to chase one success or achievement after another, you can find this course, Your Life's Work, at thetransformationschool.com. In this course, we also cover all sorts of things, including the art and science of manifestation, which is a huge aspect of this workshop and the reason why people manifest so many things both in and out of their career when they take Your Life's Work. If you want to learn more, head over to thetransformationschool.com, or you can also look in the show notes to watch a free training on how to finally have a joyful career. If you like this episode, be sure to pass it along to someone else that you know would benefit from it too. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.